Chapter 19. From out of the hallway there came a scream that no human throat could have made, a sound of such fury and insane anger that it made my stomach roil and my guts shake. Gunfire erupted, not in a rattling series of individual detonations, but in a roar of furious thunder. Bullets shot through the wall somewhere near me and smashed out a couple of windows in the Special Investigations Office. I was on my last legs, exhausted and terrified, half crazy. I hurt all over. There was no way I was going to have the focus, the strength I need to go up against that monster. Easier to run, to plan something out, to come back when I was stronger. I could win a rematch. It's tough to beat a wizard who knows his enemy, who comes prepared to deal with it. It was a smart thing to do. But I've never been known for my rational snap judgment. I gripped the blasting rod and started sucking all the power I could reach, scooping up my terror, reaching down into the giggling madness, scraping up all the courage I had left, and pouring it into the kettle with everything else. The power came rushing into me, purity of emotion, complex energies of will, and raw hard-headedness, all combining into a field, an aura of tingling, invisible energy that I could feel enveloping my skin. Shivers ran over me, overriding the pain of my injuries, the ecstasy of power gathering my sensations into its heady embrace. I was pumped. I was charged. I was more than human. And God help anyone who got in my way, because he would need it. I drew in a deep, steadying breath. And then I simply turned to the wall, pointed my rod at it, and snarled, "Fuego!" Power lanced out through the rod in a flood of scarlet light that charred a 6-foot circle of wall into powder and ash and sent it flying. I stepped through it, wishing for my duster for a second, just for the cool effect it would have. The hallway was a scene out of hell. 2 officers were hauling a 3rd down a hall toward me, while 3 more with shotguns fired wildly around the corner. I don't think that the rescuers had taken the time to note that the body they were dragging away from the combat had no head attached to it. One of the cops screamed as the riot gun he held ran empty, and something I could not see jerked him forward, around the corner and out of my vision. There was a horrible shriek, a splash of blood, and the 2 remaining shooters panicked and fled up the hall and toward me. The Loop Guru came around the corner after them, hauling one of the men down and ripping its claws across his spine with a simple, savage motion that left the man quivering on the bloody tiles and hardly made the beast miss a step. It set its eyes on the next man, one of the plainclothes SI detectives, and hamstrung him with a slash of its jaws. The beast left him howling on the tiles and hurtled toward the retreating pair, still frantically dragging their corpse away. I stepped forward, between the fleeing men and the beast, and lifted the blasting rod towards it. "I don't think so, bub." The Loop Guru crouched down, its massive body moving with unholy grace, its head and forequarters soaked in blood. I saw its eyes widen and its muscles bunch beneath its dark brown pelt. Power gathered at my fist, red and brilliant, and the length of my blasting rod turned an incandescent white. Energy seethed through me as I prepared to release hell on earth at the monster, made my teeth ache and my hair stand on end. I tensed every muscle I had, holding it all back until I could put every scrap of strength I had into the strike. And then there was the bark, bark, bark of Murphy's little target pistol, and the Loop Guru's rear flank twitched and threw out little bursts of blood. Its head whipped to one side, back down the short hallway, and its body followed suit faster than a serpent. There was a surge of enormous muscles, a howl of rage, and then the thing was gone. I spat a curse and ran down the hall after it. The hamstrung officer lay on the floor screaming, and the other man, the one who had his spine ripped out, was choking and twitching, unable to draw breath. Red anger flooded me, rage that I realized with some dim part of my mind was as much a part of the beast and its blood-maddened frenzy as it was of me. I rounded the corner in time to see Murphy, standing in front of a litter of bodies, take a last shot at the Loop Guru, and then it snarled and she vanished under its bulk. No, I screamed and ran forward. Carmichael beat me to it. His round belly had been ripped open. There was blood all over his cheap suit, though his food-stained tie had somehow remained untainted. His face was grave, pale, and set with a sort of intensity that only a dying man can have. He held a bent and twisted riot gun in his hands, and he hurled himself into the loop guru's back as though he weren't 60 pounds overweight and long past his agile years. He wedged the riot gun between the loop guru's jaws, but the beast turned and slammed Carmichael into the wall with a sickening crunch of bone and a gout of blood from the man's mouth. Murphy slithered out from between the beast's paws on her shoulder blades and buttocks, her cute little cheerleader's face set in a berserker's fury. She jammed the end of her little gun beneath the thing's chin. I saw her hands convulse on the trigger, but instead of a flash of light and a dead loop guru, there was only a whopping of the alarm and a look of shocked surprise on Murphy's face. The gun had run empty. Murphy, I shouted, roll! She saw me with the blasting rod, and her eyes flew wide. The loop guru shook its shoulders free of Carmichael's corpse and bit completely through the riot gun, thrashing its head left and right. Murphy scuttled sideways across the tiles and through the hole in the wall the beast had made earlier. It took one snap at her, then whipped its head around to snarl at me. I saw the crimson light reflected in its eyes as I focused every bit of fury in the world on the tip of my rod and shouted, "Fuego!" I saw the reflected image of the beast's eyes brighten to nuclear white in front of a tall, lean figure of black shadow. Saw the flood of energy as big around as my hips rush down the hall like a lance of red lightning and hammer into the beast. Sound rushed along with it, a mountain's roar that made the gunshots and screams of the evening seem like child's whispers in comparison. The power lifted the loop guru, hurling it over the wounded figures moaning on the floor, down the hall, into holding, through the security door, and through the cell door immediately across from it, then through the brick exterior wall of the building and out into the Chicago night. But it wasn't over yet. The lance of power carried the loop guru across the street, through the windows of the condemned building across from the station, and through a series of walls within, each one shattering with a red brick roar. Before the red fire died away, I could see the far side of the building across the street and the lights of the next block over through the hole the loop guru had made. I stood in the blood-spattered hallway, filled with the moans of the wounded and the wail of the escape alarm. The sounds of emergency vehicles drifted into the building through the ragged hole in the wall. A slender young black man stood up from the floor of the cell the loop guru had smashed through and gawked at the hole in the wall. Then followed the destruction back down the hallway to where I stood. "Damn," he said, and it had the same hushed tone to it as a holy word. Murphy struggled out of the hole in the wall to pitch down on the floor of the hallway, gasping. I could see a bulge of bone warping out the skin from her lower arm, where it had been snapped somehow. She lay white-faced and gasping and staring at Carmichael's crushed body.